Mr. Balsam, we'll call in as quick as we can find them. I'm getting Mr. Rowe.
Mr. Rowe is on the line.
Thank you.
Hello.
Mr. Rowe?
Yes.
Just a moment for the president, please. Just a moment, sir. Just love you, and you on the top of the list. I just think you did the most marvelous job anybody, but the best thing you did for yourself, you got away from that heart business and showed that that you could do more work and better quality.
I think there's something to it.
I think the best thing that happened in the campaign was that you forgot that you'd ever had a heart attack, and you had everybody in the United States working and all crackpots working together.
I followed your example on this heart business.
Well,
you were superb.
Well, I tell Tommy that I appreciate all the resources and the passion and the devotion that was present 24 hours a day. And Lib was just saved us over in our office. And Lady Bird said that this never was such competence.
Well, he enjoyed every minute of it, hold on.
Hi.
Hello, Lib.
Great day to the country and to the world.
Well, you were so superb, and Lady Bird just said that you saved her. And I don't want you to give it up. I want you to kind of help her organize a little bit. We've got to clean out a good deal of that stuff over there and put in some real top-flight people that'll make the Kennedy folks look like they're from Mississippi. Now, I want you to look at that and watch, and let's try to get some of these little Shays women and folks that can really dictate letters, and let's see if we can't improve that. She wants to, and you can help a lot. She needs your leadership.
Well, I'd love to help, and it was a privilege being part of it.
Well, I'm so proud of Jim's whole attitude. I think the best thing came out of the campaign was not what we got for the country, but the fact that he knows now that heart attack's a lot better thing to have than a nervous breakdown. Goldwater does, too.
It's wonderful to talk to you.
We never saw any indication that he'd even remembered he'd had a heart attack. And every time I'd seen him before, I think he was being very, very careful. And I just thought he did a superb job. And here's Bird, won't say a word to you.
Yeah. Libby?
Yes.
Hold on 1 second while I... Well, this is the sort of the backwash after the storm, and we're just prepared to really enjoy it. And I hope you and Jim are just cuddled up and resting.
Well, we just have moved the muscle today. We just about to get dressed to move, but we haven't yet. And I hope you're going to have a little time to rest.
We are. Well, we're going to see the press today and then try to reassure them that nothing... that things are going to be mighty quiet and easy, and they would have a better time someplace else, and hope that that we just are left here more or less to ourselves, and stay 3 or 4 days and rest, and then we're going to come back. And well, listen, when I tackle working on that office, I hope that you are going to give me some advice and assistance and suggestions, and we need to.
Well,
you know the things that need to be done probably better than I do, although I've been signing a lot of them for a long time.
Well, I'd love to help, Bird. And here's your leading admirer, or at least one of them.
Good.
Hello?
Jim, I have thought of you so much all through this, and I just hope that you didn't get too tired and didn't ever get to thinking that this is well, too doggone hard.
It didn't do that. But the best television performance I saw in the campaign was you on election eve.
On what?
Best television performance was you on election eve.
Oh, thank you. Bless you.
I didn't like your hairdo, but I like what you said. I think you carried at least 22 states. Don't tell your husband I said so. You're marvelous, baby. Get some rest.
We will, and I want to sit down with you and trade experiences and hear what was the funniest and the hardest and the most interesting thing that happened to you.
Well, I never want to live with amateurs and Republicans again, I can tell you. They just about wore me out. You're a bunch of nuts. Well, you get some rest now.
Okay.
And make that man do it, too.
It's my greatest responsibility and my greatest desire, and I will.
He looked tired last night for the first time.
He is, and tonight he begins to rest. And thank you so much for everything, dear Jim.
I enjoyed every minute of it. It was fun.
Bye.
Bye-bye.